Hi, and welcome to Let's Look. My name's Emily Van Meter, and today I will be interviewing Shantanae Ellison to find out more about her artistic practice. Enjoy!
So just as a preliminary question to start, if you could just tell me a little bit about yourself and your practice.
Yeah, so I've been like drawing and being a little baby creative my whole life, really. My mom, she's an artist. And so, she's always encouraged that. And I've always had like a natural ability for it. And then in high school, I really got into ceramics pretty hardcore. And then my senior year of high school, I painted for the first time. And then from there on, like, I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at this. I like this. So I went to school, and at first I was going to be a art major. And then my mom was like, I don't think you should do that because ability and whatnot, right? And so I'm like, all right. So I make art a minor, and I make psychology a major. And so I'm still, like, creating art and taking, like, art classes. And then it was my junior year, and I was working, like, in the psychology field as a behavioral health technician. And I found that it was, like, really draining me. And at the same time, I'm making these, like, wonderful works of art in art class, and people are asking me to, like, pay for them, and they'll give me money and stuff. And so something was burning inside of me, telling me, you need to take art seriously, you know? So I did. I figured out what it would take for me to be a major, and it required me to stay one more semester, and I was basically done with my psychology credits that I needed. So I just did that, and throughout that time in school, I learned a lot about, like, what to use and what I like using, I would say. But I also really grew a lot, like, conceptually, because I was isolated in a little town, and the world was kind of, like, in flames at the time, right when COVID was getting really bad. And then, like, that's when, like, I think, all the stuff in Ferguson happened, too, while I was in college. And that's when, like, the Black Lives Matter movement really was, like, popping off at first, and there was all this stuff going on. But, like, I was, like, grateful that I wasn't in the city, because, you know, a lot of people was holding in a lot of anger and expressing it in only the ways that they knew how. But my journey, I was focusing more so inward and learning how to, like, meditate and do things so that my mind, body, and spirit can be right. And so I'm, like, learning all this stuff. I also took sociology and, like, learned a lot about my own history and stuff like that. And I had a lot of emotions to go through, but in order for me to go through them, like, I feel like I was doing those things naturally, and then also being forced to make art because of my major. And so it kind of just all melded together. And then I got to a really good conceptual place where I made a piece about healing through all the traumas and through everything. My capstone piece was about that and about my story and developing my identity and things like that. So, I finished that piece for my capstone, and then I moved to Chicago. And since I've been here, at first I was like, yeah, let's just be an artist, right? And then it was like, oh no, I'm stressed. And so it took a little minute to, like, network and get into those spaces where I don't have to worry about that, you know. Like, now I'm at a place and I've built a community where I know that I'll be booked, like, in the week or throughout the week, or, you know, there's opportunities available now that I've had to build these last 2 years. But at first I was trying to do Uber and running around. this is not working for me. And my, like, schedule was, like, kind of all over the place and dealing with so many energies, too. Like, coming from a really small area and then being here where there's, like, so much going on in so many different places and making sure that I'm grounded in my own self. That has been, like, really important for me. And so I've been doing that and finding the ways to do that. So in turn, it's created a few levels up from where I was in college. And so I'm, like, loaded up conceptually, right? But I've been hustling, right? I've been doing my jewelry and trying to make that dollar, always putting my energy into doing, like, those, like, more fast, like, returns and getting commissions and things like that, for, like, dogs and whatever. Like, my chiropractor asked me to do something too, and my job just asked me to do their brochure for them. And, like, I'm very grateful for all those opportunities, but I have not been able to paint conceptually for me. And so that's kind of, like, where I'm at in my practice. I'm just figuring out, like, the balance of that. And because I have a lot to say, and I have a lot that I think everyone needs to hear as well. So, yeah, I just got into a residency. So,
congrats.
I didn't find funding for that, but we're going to do it. But yeah, that's basically the plan, is for me to find funding for this residency so that I can have that space in order to really release in the way that I really know how, the best way that I know how, everything that's going on inside of me. So
yeah, so you touched on some of your conceptual themes that you have throughout your work. If you could delve into some of those a little bit more.
Can you still see me?
I can't.
Dang it. Okay, hold on. Okay,
you're fine. I don't need to see you. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go to my capstone.
Yeah.
I'll read you the artist statement. Okay, so it says, the title is Through Our Experience. I'm currently living through a spiritual transformation by learning about the historical, sociological, and emotional trauma of my ancestors. As a Black woman in present-day America, I have come across hatred directed towards myself and my community. Initially, I took on this oppression, wearing it like a heavy burden and carrying emotions that do not belong to me. As I become more enlightened, I have come to understand that my acceptance of the status quo further oppresses me. This realization has been expressed through my art. It is where I can mesh meditative practice with creation through expression, which achieves a full integration of my mind, body, and soul. I hope that my work inspires others to find peace within themselves and practice a way to move through the traumas that are deeply rooted within the African American community. Each painting depicts elements from the traumas of my experiences. However, the work focuses on awakening and healing. The painting Meditate includes two cardboard signs found in Kirksville, Missouri. On them are spray-painted messages saying, "Our lives matter, go home, niggas." Below these signs is a physical representation of myself meditating with my hair destroying the cardboard panels. I chose to represent this moment to showcase the power that meditation has on dealing with the blatant display of hate towards my community. The Wound Is Where the Light Enters features a self-portrait of my nude body. It is a commentary on the over-sexualization of Black women in popular culture. The skin is not fully rendered and has a hole right where the solar plexus lies. The wound has red stitching and a light that symbolizes the progress of healing. Lastly, in the sheepskin features an African-American male with a white face paint wearing a sheep's fur. This is to show the importance of connecting with our African roots despite our constant interaction with Western society. The series, Through Our Experience, emphasizes different facets of darkness and healing as I learn more about what it means to be in a culture that rejected my ancestors. There's a path forward, but there's much to do in the present. Okay, so that was me. That was like, anyway. Okay. So that was me then, right? I've evolved since then, with, like, learning more stuff, especially being in Chicago. There's a lot of information available about our histories. I think I'm starting to like really dissociate from like African American like dramas, you know? And like there's a lot more to history than just slaves coming from Africa, you know, like I have a lot of native roots in my blood, and I really want to dive really deep into that, because my natural like practices of like just me working with clay and like the crystals and my natural like behavioral patterns really are resonating naturally with practices, like, you know, and I'm starting to learn more and more about really what has gone on, even like studying like eugenics and studying like even the whole construct of race, like how did that become? And so as I learn more and more about that, and then developing more of my knowledge of like the chakra system and more Eastern practices too, that's where I'm headed.
Yeah, next. For sure. So what's your audience for this type of work?
My audience is everyone. I really want to make a very large impact on people's mindsets, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of people are becoming awakened to this, but I think it needs to become a change in paradigm for the whole world. And a lot of artists actually are moving towards this, you know, this way, especially after like the chakra system was introduced to the Western world. I think it was 1900-something, and it was like the 1900s when this guy like studied it and went over there and studied it and then brought it here, and it really changed the game for everyone. But now it's kind of become like commercialized here. And so I want to make sure that I do my research and have extensive knowledge of it and how it applies to me and my culture and my experience as well. Cause there's like not only like the chakra system and the whole spiritual side of it, but there's also like herbalism, like working with different herbs and, you know, things that I'm already doing, but being more intentional with them. And also making sure that I'm like being respectful of all those things, because I also feel like a lot of people are like doing like witchcraft or like doing like practicing. I don't want to call it witchcraft because there's like a negative connotation to that, but like, like practicing things, but not knowing what exactly they're tapping into. And that's very dangerous. So I also want to be super intentional about that. Because I don't want no smoke from the spirits.
So do you prefer, I know that you've talked about a couple of different mediums that you work in. What's mm-hmm. your preferred medium, and why do you enjoy working in that one?
So it slips back and forth. I'm really good at painting, like really good, but my passion is definitely more in the 3D. Like I get fired up when it's mixed media, truly, because I really have been finding myself, I'm not sure if it's because of the fact that it's 2D or it's because I'm like not like conceptually attached to it as much with the commissions recently, but I just have this love for clay that I've kind of been like not attached to for the last maybe 4 years, and I miss it. Like I literally just went to Puerto Rico and there was like clay in the ground, and I was like, hey, the clay. So I had to take ceramics is my top. I've been working with wire recently, and that's been great. Like I just really enjoy working with the wire and making different like mini sculptures for people to wear. And so that's been really fun. But I feel like I just need to fall back in love with painting. And like really just within the practice all in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's become like a clockwork thing, you know? And so, yeah, I feel like I just signed on a lease for an apartment. And so that's going to like double as a studio now. So I'll have like enough space to breathe and have all the energy in the room be mine.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
So where did you move from? So you said that you've been in Chicago for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Where did you move from to move to Chicago?
Yeah, so I grew up in St. Louis, more specifically like East St. Louis, Illinois. And then when I was little, my mom, she transferred me to this gifted school that she heard about that was in St. Louis, like across the river. So my family's from East St. Louis. I spent a lot of time there. I also spent a lot of time across the river, St. Louis, like the South Side area. I went to college in Kirksville, Missouri, which is like a little small little town in the middle of nowhere. And then I moved here after college.
Yeah.
To Chicago.
What made you move to Chicago?
So really Chicago chose me, I'd say. 'Cause I wanted to go to school here. At first it was like it was on my list, but then my mom was like, no, it's too dangerous there. Right, because there's like these preconceived notions when you live outside of the area. But so I ended up going to Kirksville. And then my mom got married, moved here, right? And I'm like, how you gonna tell me not to go to Chicago if you move there? So then, yeah, the main reason why I came was because of my mom. Like, she was living here, and I had like a weird thing with my lease because I had that extra semester. So I was like, well, I don't need me staying in this small town. So I moved back home. My plan was to only be here for like 6 months. And then I was going to go to Kansas City. But as I was here, the universe just kept forcing me to stay. You know, it was a pretty emotionally, you know, it was back and forth at first because I didn't know anyone really. I was still learning how to network and figuring out where's my community. But as I've grown and grown, I really learned to love the city, you know, and the lake more specifically. There's so much culture, like, and like knowledge and so many different people just expressing themselves, but there's still an aspect of being grounded here that I feel like grounded within yourself and grounded within like the practice, you know, because I saw this one article where it was like, Chicago is still connected to like how it used to be with the art and stuff, you know, because once you get to like New York or some spaces, like sometimes it gets a little disconnected from like the real roots of like art and culture. So, yeah.
Yeah. So how did you build your network in Chicago? I know that you said it was a little bit of a struggle at first. And I know with a lot of the women that I have talked to before, they did a master's program there, and that's like where their whole network came from. So I'm really interested in how you independently built that network.
Yeah. Well, I started going to this place called the Swap-A-Rama. That's like a flea market, and met a few people there just from like just displaying myself and being open to conversation there. And I think I have a lot of areas too. Like, I'm a dancer as well, so just like my natural interests would be to go to like these dance competitions or like I would always like when you research things, I would always research galleries in Chicago, like, you know, pop-ups in Chicago, things like that. And Google doesn't always get you right. But I that's really how I started. And then I would, like, apply to a gallery, you know, to get into that. And then they, at that event, there would be, like, people there that I would talk to and show my art to. And they'll be like, oh, you should do this. Or nah, nah, nah. And then Instagram, like, I would just go, and I would, like, click a, let me see, like, Arts in Public Life, which is a place in, like, the South Side. And you would go there, and then you see on Instagram where they have, like, oh, look at all these other things that are related to that. So then I would, like, follow all those people. And then I would, like, build up cookies on there, and then it'll, like, pop up, you know, what's it called? Oh, ads. Ads are my thing of, like, different events. And I would just always be going to events and meeting new people and making those connections. And now, I got really, really, really fortunate because I found a community that I'm now a part of. And so I've been working with them for like about a year, and they have just given me just so much opportunity and so much stability and reassurance. And they're called Canvas House. I met them to dance. At World of Dance, and then they was just like, yeah, just keep showing up. And then eventually they had events, and they were willing for me to vend my art with them. Eventually I got the connect of Lolita's Bodega, which they have spots open for Navy here, and that's been a whole great opportunity that reoccurs to send my art there. I did an internship with Women Made Gallery, and that started because that's how I met Luis, and that's how I met Women Made, because at school we did an art bus trip to Chicago, and so we did like studio visits and like museum visits and stuff like that. And so those two connects happened there. And like when I moved here, I like literally I made a connection with Luis that day, but she just like stayed there in my mind. And you know, kind of like she's like my mentor now. I'm like, whenever I have a question or whenever I need anything, you know, I can reach out to her. I always try to check up on her and things like that. So yeah, college definitely helped with those two connects, and then gave me the confidence to, like, you know, just put myself out there.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You really just have to put mass action into what exactly you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, research galleries, research internships, research events that are artist based. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be afraid to talk to people who are either farther along than you or right at where you are, and staying persistent until you really find a good flow. And now, thing, like, crazy things starting to happen where I would meet someone and connect with someone at one completely different space, and then months and months later, they are, like, performing or doing something with a different space, and I'm like, haven't I met you before? And then they were like, oh, yeah, we met at the thing, you know? So it was like a reconnection in a way. And then, you know, when you really get into that flow and you really just stay genuine within yourself and what you want to do, the universe will just reaffirm you over and over again that this is where you're supposed to be. So, yeah,
for sure. And then my last question, you already did this a little bit, actually. You, like, beat me to the punch. What advice would you have for a younger version of yourself or other young women artists?
Don't be worried about anyone else. Really, truly put yourself first. And I would say, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So, if you keep trying to give everything to everyone else or focus on all these external factors, whether they're environmental factors, physical factors, you know, all those things, I would say make sure you're processing them and looking inward inside of yourself and knowing what you need and listening to yourself, because it's very, very easy to get caught up in the chaos, you know, especially living in a big city. And it's easy to get very overwhelmed. So you have to just slow down and take your time and know that everything happens for a reason and that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Whether you thought you were going to be further along or not, it doesn't matter. You know, as long as you're pushing forward, even if you feel like you're going backwards, you know, just because you go backwards a few steps, that does not mean that you fell all the way back, you know. So it takes time and it takes a process and it builds. It takes a lot of time to build. And for some reason, us in our 20s, we just think that we need to be the greatest, most best thing ever right away. And it's like, nah, it's going to take some time, you know? And so you just have to keep putting pressure on it. Not pressure on yourself, but keep going, you know, and everything will align when it's supposed to.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on Let's Look.